I was feeling sick. Everybody was getting sick. And, you know, it's like there was a bunch of people gone, missing stuff. And, yeah, so I was feeling that on, what day is it's okay. I was feeling that on Thursday. Yeah. And, anyways, we did our job for the day and then we went home. And you're driving home, and I was telling Elijah, my brother-in-law, I'm like, man, I feel, like, pretty darn sick, dude. And he was just sick for a couple days. Like, he missed a couple days of work last week. And it was that or the week before. And, yeah, so I went home, and I stopped eating or drinking, like, you know, for a period of time. And I felt horrible. Maggie came over and she was sitting with me for a while. She's trying to get me to drink water. And I was like, nah, Maggie, I feel like the Lord's telling me not to drink water, not to eat, you know, and this thing will just, it will just go. I just got to wait, you know? And, anyways, so we watched a movie and hung out for a little bit and then she left and I was so cold because I had a crazy fever and I was just shaking. And after she left, I really started shaking. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm laying under a blanket. I'm just like, just feeling like I was like almost having a seizure or something, you know, like it was bad shaking, like uncontrollably. Cause I felt so cold. Cause it's like, when you have a fever, you feel cold. And that went on for a couple hours. And then it was sometime between midnight and 1 o'clock. And I had a crazy headache too. Sometime between midnight and 1 o'clock, all of a sudden, you know, the presence of God just came over my whole body. I just felt this heat. And I hear people talk about that a lot. I've heard people that I've prayed for talk about that, you know, like when they've gotten healed, like they've felt a heat go through their body and, whatever body part that was, or sometimes their whole body. And I hear about that when people get baptized in the Holy Spirit, sometimes they feel a heat go through them. And that's what I felt. I felt this heat come over me. And then all of a sudden, like, bam, like in an instant, not like over the course of a minute or 5 minutes or whatever. It was like 5 seconds, my whole body heated up and I just knew it was God. And I was like, whoa. And I got up and I made some food and I ate because I knew like the fever was gone. My head still hurt like crazy. So I was up till 5 a.m. My head hurt really bad. It didn't go. I don't know why. But I was up like listening to preaching and all that stuff, like the whole night, just praying. And it was actually a really good night with the Lord, even with the headache and whatever. I feel like I got to just really be in the presence of God. And I woke up and I'm just like, ah, I was so pumped. I was like, ah, it only made it one day and I didn't miss work. I'm like, yeah, you know? Like, come on, it's different with Jesus. Like, you know? Jesus didn't get sick at all, but if he did, I just, you know, I feel like it would have been like that. I was just pumped. And we went yesterday, and there was Christmas lights in Duluth. There's this big thing. So Maggie and I went there. It was our date night. And, it's awesome. It's a lot of driving. It was like 8 hours of driving. We kept going the wrong way, but it was actually kind of fun. We just got to spend a bunch of time together. And it was awesome. And I woke up this morning just like pumped, dude. Like super pumped. And didn't drink coffee or anything. And I didn't feel like it. I wasn't thinking about it. I read through this article this person put on Facebook. And it was like a prophetic word. And then I started worshiping. And then I was going through some scriptures. And kind of the whole morning like flew by. And now it's like 10:15 right in there. Going to do a gutter estimate. So the spirit and the flesh, there's a war. There's a war going on between the spirit and the flesh in each of our own individual lives. And it happens. Don't be surprised if the world hates you. If they hated me, they'll hate you. That's what Jesus said. There's a never-ending thing going on between our spirit when we get born again, Because our spirit, God, we get a new life. We die. We're born again. It's a new life. God doesn't take bad people and make them good. He kills people and gives them a new life in Christ. And, well, he gives them the choice to die, I guess. He lets them choose. He hands them the gun and says, here, you decide. So, yeah. But there's a war going on between our spirit man, who's perfect and holy in God, completely united with God and the Holy Spirit. We're one with him. Read John 14 through 17. And so we're one with him. And so, yeah, there's a war going on. Our flesh still doesn't want to do it. But we're growing. And we don't have to live in our sin nature anymore. Our flesh, our sin nature, it's getting wiped out day by day. We grow to be more like him. We grow to be more like Jesus. He's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Yeah, so we're growing to be like Jesus. That in all things, it pleased him that he would be preeminent. He'd be above everything. Everything was created through him and for him. He's above everything. In these last days, God's spoken through his son, Jesus. So we're called to be like Jesus. And he said, follow me. So if we're able to follow him, we must be able to. You know, he said, follow me. These things you see me doing, you'll do even greater things if you believe. If you have faith, even the size of a mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, go into the, be cast into the ocean, and it'll go. Dude. Why would you need to cast a mountain into the ocean? That's like seems like the most stupid example you could use, but it's not. He said it on purpose. Saying, if you have faith, you'll even be able to do silly things. It's because you believe. But man, if your heart's love, if you want to serve God, if you want to love people, if you want to be a blessing everywhere you go, that faith is really going to be used for some important stuff. And man, people might think it's silly. People might think it's about as silly as asking a mountain to be thrown into the sea. Man, if somebody saw me out there praying every single day, we don't have a mountain. We have Lake Brophy. Yeah, we have Lake Brophy nearby us. So it's this big hill. People go out there and sled and ride their bikes. So if somebody saw me out there every day trying to pray for that thing to be cast into the lake, that big hill to be cast into Lake Brophy, they'd be like, dude, what are you doing? That's goofy. the things God calls us to do, sometimes other people are going to think are goofy. And that was a goofy little tangent to go on. I think that was for some people, though. Because God has called you to do, like, unique things. That other people will think are strange. That, like, people that are fully on fire and love God will think they're strange. So there's a war between the spirit and the flesh. They don't agree at all. They don't mix. God's spirit and the spirit of the world, they don't get along. Can't be in the same room. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. It means that stuff has to go. There's a verse, what does it say? It says, let the powers tremble. I'm pretty sure that is what it is. Hold on. Yeah. Maybe not. I'm finding a bunch of verses where he talks about that, about the trembling, but I'm not finding the one that I'm looking for. But he talks about how just like the stuff of the world just trembles in the presence of God. Like it's got to go. It can't stand. He talks in the Bible about leveling the mountains, just laying them out. And filling in the valleys, making a straight path for the Lord. That's real, man. That's real. That's what, when God shows up, that's what happens. It's a straight path for the Lord. So people can see him, so people can know him, so people can experience his presence and be free. So people can know the love of God, the goodness and kindness of God leads people to repentance. So all the other junk, everything that's from the devil, everything that's from the world, everything that's from our own evil desires, it just gets, just trembles in the presence of God, man. It just gets shaken up. It just can't stand. It can't stand God. It just, it's like, stop talking about God. Stop talking about Jesus. Shut up. Leave me alone. I do love God. I go to church. The religious stuff can't stand it, dude. It can't stand it. The reason I'm so passionate right now is this is what I'm seeing like every day. And it's like, I just want to see him free. I just want to see him healed. Whether it's family members, whether it's people I work with or interact with on the job, whether it's the homeowners, whether it's people from my past, whether it's people in the grocery stores, whether it's people I go to church with, whoever, I want to see them free. I want to see them know God. What if today is that day? I don't like preaching that way because it's stupid. I never talk this way. I never even bring this up because I don't care. Because it's, man, the goodness and kindness of God leads people to repentance. But what if it is their last day, dude? I'm never going to say that to a person. I'm never going to go up to a person. You'll never hear me say that, I promise you, unless it's totally God telling me to say it. Because every time I've heard it, it was messed up and twisted. But people preach, you know, what if you die today in a car crash? Do you know where you'd be going? That's the stupidest thing you could ever say to somebody. And maybe sometimes it is God, but I guarantee most of the time it's stupid because all that's doing is causing fear to get people to pray your stupid prayer, which is not in the Bible. There's never a sinner's prayer in the Bible. So I'm telling you, it's stupid and it's worldly and it's a high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It has nothing to do with the Bible. Repentance is a change of heart. It's changing the way you think. You don't even need to pray a prayer to do that. You just got to turn your heart towards God. Is that going to involve praying? Yeah, it's going to involve praying. It's going to involve being in his presence and seeking him and wanting him and getting alone with him and desiring him and giving up the things of the world because you just want to love God with all your heart and you want to share his love with people. All that being said, think about this. The people you're interacting with, do you want to go soft and do you want to spend a year building a relationship with them before you share the gospel? Or is it in your head that they could die today? And don't even be worried about them going to hell so much as living their whole life in hell while they're here. Is hell real? It's totally real. But man, there's people every day not living their best life, wondering why it doesn't feel full, wondering if this is all there really is. Wondering why they can't beat that sin in their life. And man, I'm telling you, in the Holy Ghost, in God, in knowing him, he's the Word. He's the sword that divides between the spirit and the flesh. It's what we're talking about. It's a division that takes place and God shows up. To say, hey, this might be how you're living right now. It might be how you've been living, but you don't have to live that way. I paid a price to set you so free from sin and from yourself. You can walk free. You don't have to live with that sin. You don't have to live that way forever. You could be free today. And even if you don't see it change, keep going. Keep believing in me. Keep asking. Keep knocking. Keep seeking with all your heart. Ask whatever you will. Ask whatever you wish in my name, and it'll be done for you. Man, people don't want to live in sin. People don't want to live with secrets. People don't want to live feeling lukewarm and half fulfilled. Give them truth. Give them Jesus, dude. There's going to be backlash. There's going to be all that stuff, man. Love people. Meet them where they're at. Don't go and have your own agenda. Keep your heart pure. Pray and fast and seek the Lord. Make sure your heart's pure when you go in. Make sure you're going in love. No one knows a man's thoughts except the man himself. Says that in the Bible in Corinthians, in one of the Corinthians. And then it goes on to talk about how no one knows God's thoughts except God's own spirit, but his spirit lives inside of us and we get to know. But yeah, so you know how you're doing. When you're in Christ, like you know. He's light, the lamp unto my feet. Like he reveals truth to us, man. Like, I think more often than not, we know the condition of our own heart, you know. A lot of times people know if they're messing up, they know. And they don't want that. They don't want that, man. They want more, but they don't know how to get it. And I'm telling you, man, in God, when you're with him, the more we're with him, the more we're with the answer. Like, the answer is living inside of us. Every day we can wake up and spend time with the answer. And we can go to bed with the answer. Just face to face in communion with him. When we open up the word, it's our face to face encounter with him. He is the word. So we're talking to him face to face. That place, man. There's going to be opposition. All who live godly, all who desire to live godly in Christ, they're going to face opposition. All who step out in their faith, they're going to face opposition, dude. My gosh. Like, don't hate the player, hate the game, you know? Hate the devil, man. Don't hate people. Love people. Be a blessing to people. Keep your heart pure towards people. Pray for people all the time. Man, if you got a resentment towards one person, it's coming out into every other area in your life, I promise you. You can't have resentment towards one person. When I get, man, people that owe me thousands of dollars, I got people that owe me thousands of, like, right now there's someone, he owes me $1,000 from this year. There's a lady that owes me $500. There's another guy that owes me $2,600. There's another guy that owes me $400. I've had thoughts about going and smashing their windows and ripping the gutters down and going and shooting their dog with a handgun and all that stuff, but it's from the devil, man. And when that stuff comes, I recognize it, and it's not any prideful, whoa, look at me. It's just to say, like, I'm so blessed and grateful God's given me discernment, and through seeking him and pursuing him with the desire he's given me to know him, using it to grow in him more, I'm able to overcome those temptations. He says wherever there's a temptation, wherever there's, you know, there's always a way out in him. There's always a way out. You never have to sin. There's always a way out. So it's awesome. So when that happens, when someone owes me money or they're not paying me, like, and those are all from this year. You know, that's like $3,600. That's like closer to $5,000. People owe me from this year that I don't have in my bank account, you know? So now when that stuff comes to mind, cause here and there it does, man, I pray for those people and I bless those people. Cause I feel like going and hurting them or doing something or getting revenge or taking them to court or whatever. And it's like, no, I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to bless them. And it's actually, I have like prophetic words just for one guy, not for all of them, but for one guy there is. And I realize what a cool opportunity to speak into somebody's life, because it's not anything to do with the money. Like, it can't be. There's no way they'd receive any of that, you know. But I just, God put some stuff on my heart about his kids and his family and restoring relationships and all that. And I'm going to share that word with him. I've kind of been waiting. I think it'd be crazy because people expect you to be mad, man. People expect you to want revenge and this and that. Like, this is a totally different thing. But when people gossip about you, talk about you behind your back, like, and you find out about it, there's all this stuff. Like, people expect that you're going to be mad and want revenge and you're expecting an apology. But when you're not like that, man, when they didn't hurt you, when you're not in a place where you can be hurt by people and you're not vulnerable like that, you're living in Christ. You're being strengthened by him, and you're not just strengthened by him in weakness, but you're walking in him. You're walking strong. You know that, man, people get wrecked. People experience the love of God when you don't have bitterness in those moments. So it's just, it's so good, dude. It's so good. So I don't know what I'm going on about, but anyways, God bless you guys. I hope this was good for you. I hope this wasn't too crazy. Father God, I pray over everybody listening to this that they would just every day be drawn in to you more, drawn in to know you. I thank you that you're such a loving Father. You care about us so much. You're so compassionate. You're so faithful. You're so patient. You're always waiting. You're excited for more in our lives. You're excited for more. You're drawing us in, saying, hey, there's more. There's more. There's more. Don't be caught up with your mistakes. There's more. You know? God, you're so amazing. Thank you for your love and thank you for who you are. We just receive you. We receive you, Jesus. I just pray for everybody listening to this. God, we could get to know you more every day. We just thank you for your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.